1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
When David Lamb and Morgan Eve Swain of the Rhode Island-based band Brownbird took to the stage at this year's Newport Folk Festival, they played for just under an hour. But they stole the show. In one fell swoop, critics said the rootsy duo went from Ocean State Unknowns to one of folk music's most exciting rising stars.
I heard the thunder and lightning struck by your tower today. And though the world wasn't frightened, you sent the whole world away. And now you huddle there alone in your tower of tears. Every step and every stone filled with millions of fears. You poison blood and brittle bones, clutter and crack beneath your hell of a home.
Brownbird is the brainchild of David Lamb. He founded the group in 2003, and though it's metamorphosed through various band members and arrangements over the years, the music holds fast to its core sound, Lamb's wine-dark voice that speaks of the blood of sinners and the struggles of saints.
Why do we cry our eyes out in low-lowing graves, moaning all the times we would have, could have, should have had our way? We were hard-hearted heathens to their soul-saving saints, spilling blood in the same God's holy name. We were the heathens to their saints, spilling blood in the same God's holy name.
Lamb is a modern American folk poet, and perhaps that's not so surprising when you discover that he is a preacher's son.
I think it kind of raised in me a sense of wondering and question and a very personal desire to have some sort of relationship with, you know, a higher power, I guess.
But you didn't find that in the church that where your father preached?
I didn't, no. I tried for a little while, and it didn't. There were a lot of things that didn't make sense to me.
So yes, a preacher's son, but a restless, brooding one, content to wander with his own uncertainty.
Religion sort of all being, in the sense, maybe a metaphor for the same story. But they all, to me, are just telling a message. And whether you believe step by step each part of that metaphor or that story, the message is what really matters.
That's David Lamb and Morgan Eve Swain of Brownbird singing Thunder and Lightning off their new album Salt for Salt. Fantastic song. I mean, I've read your music being described as foot stomping, and there's absolutely no question about that. But what's going on in this song? What's it about?
I'd say the general theme, though, is projecting some of the parts about myself that I don't like too much onto this fictional character.
You know, you can't give an answer like that without having an interviewer want to know more. So the autobiographical parts?
Well, the chorus in particular, I mentioned just a couple of snippets from different parts in my past. And I'd say a lot of it stems from being raised the son of a preacher and dealing with a lot of the challenges that come with trying to find my own beliefs and faith and straying away from that.
Forgive me if I spend just a couple more minutes on your background, David Lamb, because you brought it up. You're the son of a preacher. Is your father still a practicing minister, and what was his faith in particular?
He was a part of a non-denominational Christian church called the International Churches of Christ, still is. But he and I have a good relationship now. We're learning to agree to disagree, sort of thing.
Mm. I mean, I read that you left the church when you were a teenager.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's true, yeah. It was pretty strict in a lot of ways as far as not being allowed to date girls that weren't in the church and things like that, you know. But it was definitely a loving atmosphere, so, you know, I can't take anything away from that.
You know, the reason why I ask is because so much of the lyrics of what Brownbird sings and performs seems to have to do with the struggle of the spirit that we all go through and how it's very much unresolved. And, you know, in this day and age, it feels like it's almost kind of like a gutsy thing to do, to be so emotionally present and intelligent about those struggles. Mm. But it's one area of exploration where Brownbird seems to have found a home.
Yeah, I mean, to me it seems the most honest way to also go about songwriting. And I think a lot of lyricists who have inspired me in the past and writers, I think, do a similar thing. And I've respected that a lot. You know, people that can cut through sort of the surface and simple material to something that cuts a little deeper and makes you think a little bit more about it.
Mm. You guys have a very distinctive sound, which seems really unique, but at the same time, you can hear a lot of different influences. Mm. So what would you say are your major musical influences?
You know, we listen to a lot of Romani gypsy music. Mm-hmm. We have a few like Balkan compilations that we're kind of obsessed with. As far as like instrumental music, we listen to a lot of John Zorn's instrumental music, as opposed to his crazy jazz music, which I guess is also instrumental. But we also listen to a lot of like old country, you know, Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, Roger Miller, people like that. But we also listen to a lot of metal. Mastodon, Secret Chiefs 3 is a big influence on us.
It's a great mix, and it's an eclectic enough mix that it could go horribly wrong, but it doesn't when you guys bring it together. So why don't you play us a little bit more? What do you have next for us today?
This next song is called Ragged Old Town. It's from our EP called The Sound of Ghosts.
She's the dying heart of this ragged old town. She done dug her own grave in the rocky soil ground. But now she knows she ain't gonna lay down until the wolf has gone away and a hunter comes around. Don't wanna always come around. And in the golden days of a terrorless time, she never needed anybody around to tell her how to keep her worries in line. But now she won't go outside to see that there ain't no wolf, just a boy in the street howling up into the sky. Don't they howl into the sky? Don't she hear the sound of ghosts calling from the grave? Don't you do it like we've done when we had our way? There ain't no night, no hunting here, I'm gonna save the day. So get off the floor of your own before you wither away. And in the cold dark night, creaking on wood floors and walls, paralyzed by the fear of the fright, she won't move a muscle at all. She cries, oh Lord, come take me away. I've stood all I can, now I can't stand to stay. Send old Gabriel down. Don't he always come around? Don't she hear the sound of ghosts calling from the grave? Don't you do it like we've done when we had our way? There ain't no night, no hunting here, we're gonna save the day. So get off the floor and be wrong before you wither away.
David Lamb and Morgan Eve Swain, they are Brown Bird, and that's their song Ragged Old Town. How would you describe what your style is? I mean, I've heard you say that it's not folk.
Mm-hmm. We discuss this pretty often. The last thing that we decided to say was that we are not genre specific, because we do actually have a really hard time describing it. So, yeah, I don't know. Not genre specific acoustic music that is influenced by metal, rock, blues.
And both of you are now basically playing music full time, is that right?
Yep. That's right. You know, we both held down day jobs for the last 3 years, and we were playing music basically every weekend, touring as often as possible while still keeping the jobs, which were both really amazing jobs, I have to say.
What were you doing?
We were building boats, actually. These are steel and aluminum hulled ships, usually right around 100 feet or so.
I hear that there was some nice reverb in parts of the boat. Maybe did you try some songs out while you were at work?
I did. Yeah, I did a lot of singing down in the holds in some of these boats just had a great sound to it. So it was easy to come up with a couple lines and a melody and just belt it out.
Well, you've worked hard and you've definitely gotten places because, you know, to hear that the first iteration of Brown Bird was back in 2003, right?
Yeah.
So that's only been, what, 8 years now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just this past summer, you kind of had a scene-stealing set at the Newport Folk Festival.
Mm. That was great. We had a great time. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
It was awesome.
And it was a great honor to be a part of it.
You know, when I hear your music, it strikes me that there's this sort of really exciting bunch of artists out there right now. You know, I'm thinking Josh Ritter, Ray LaMontagne, David Wax Museum, mm-hmm. just all these great groups that are really unabashed about bringing in a variety of musical styles and making these arrangements that are super smart, mm-hmm. and then coupling that with lyrics that can actually be kind of challenging. You know, they're dealing with the big issues, you know, like you're wrestling with, you know, who are we, religion, the struggles of sinners and saints. It's a really exciting time. Do you feel like you're part of this group of musicians, or do you feel that what you're doing is something completely different?
Probably a little bit of both. You know, I know when we sit down to write a song and work on music, we don't necessarily think about that at all. Mm-hmm. If we're involved in the spirit of that time period and this creative movement that's happening, that's great. You know, we feel, you know, we're glad to be a part of that.
There's definitely a community, though, mm-hmm. that even if musically we're not consciously trying to do anything in the same vein as anyone else, there's definitely a community that we're part of that I think is great.
Well, I can tell you the easy thing to say is that the music's great.
That's what we'll say from now on. It's just great.
Well, David Lamb and Morgan Eve Swain, it's been a real great pleasure talking with you and having you in our studio. Why don't you play us out on something else from the new album, Salt for Salt?
We'll do it. Right. She's got to grab her bum. The song is called Blood of Angels off our upcoming album called Salt for Salt. I can't make my mood match the weather. I can't make the weather do what I want. So I resign myself to pry that big old sun out of the sky, and I will live my days in darkness till I die.
Brown Bird's newest album, Salt for Salt, is due out in October. They'll be performing tonight at Great Scott in Alston, but if you can't make the show, there is a terrific video of their live performance in our studio. It's on our website, radioboston.org.
From my spite, I might never win the fight, but I won't rage against the light.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mazzi, and Jason Breslow. Our interns are Gautier Giacomoni and Julia Lasagne.
Jeremy Bernfeld is our web producer. Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Try to come you could be right, they might come for me at night. An angry mob is tortured right outside my door. For all my spite, I might never win the fight, but I will reap against the light forevermore. Oh, I can't make my mood match the weather. I can make the weather do what I want. So I resign myself to pry the big old sun out of the sky, and I will live my days in darkness till I die.